WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to leveling up your life. And today, we're tackling something that plagues us all at some point, focus. You know that feeling when your mind is like a squirrel on caffeine, bouncing from thought to thought? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world of constant distractions, notifications buzzing, emails piling up, the siren song of social media. It's a recipe for distraction overload. But guess what? Improving focus isn't about becoming some Zen master who meditates all day, though that's awesome too. It's about developing strategies that work for YOU in your unique world. And trust me, these aren't just dusty old tips from self-help books. They're practical, actionable things you can start implementing right now. First up, ditch the multitasking myth. Ever feel like you're juggling chainsaws while riding a unicycle? That's multitasking. It's tempting to think we're super productive, but science says otherwise. Our brains aren't wired for it. When we multitask, we actually end up doing everything less effectively and feeling more stressed. Instead, focus on one thing at a time, give it your full attention, and bam, you'll get more done and feel way less overwhelmed. Next, create a distraction-free zone. Think about it like this. Would you try to have a deep conversation in a crowded bar? Probably not. Your brain needs quiet space to truly focus. Turn off those notifications, silence your phone, close unnecessary tabs on your computer, whatever it takes to create a sanctuary for your concentration. Now, let's talk about structured breaks. Ever heard of the Pomodoro technique? It's simple but genius. Work in focused bursts like 25 minutes followed by short breaks, 5 minutes. This helps prevent mental fatigue and keeps you feeling energized throughout the day. Think of it as giving your brain mini vacations to recharge and come back even stronger. Another crucial tip, fuel your focus. What you put into your body directly impacts your ability to concentrate. Ditch the sugary snacks and processed foods that give you a quick energy spike followed by a crash. Instead, opt for healthy snacks like fruits, nuts, or yogurt. And don't forget to stay hydrated. Water is your brain's best friend. Finally, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you have to sit in lotus pose and chant all day, though if that works for you, rock on. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment. Take a few deep breaths. Notice the sounds around you. Feel your feet on the ground. These simple acts can help anchor your focus and bring a sense of calm to your mind. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying to write that important essay, but every time you sit down, your phone vibrates with a notification or your brain starts daydreaming about pizza. It feels like an endless battle against distractions. Sound familiar? Well, what if I told you there's a way to shift gears and actually get into the flow state? You start by clearing your desk of anything that isn't directly related to your writing. Then, silence those notifications, seriously. Put your phone in another room if you have to. Now, picture yourself sitting down at your desk, taking a few deep breaths and focusing on the words on the page. You feel your mind settling down, distractions fading away, and suddenly, ideas start flowing freely. That's the power of implementing these focus strategies. It's like unlocking a secret superpower within you. Remember, improving focus isn't about becoming perfect, it's about making consistent progress. Each small step you take brings you closer to that state of laser-like concentration where anything feels possible, so go out there and rock it. Today's episode was all about equipping you with practical strategies to conquer distractions and unlock your full focus potential. We talked about ditching multitasking, creating distraction-free zones, taking structured breaks, fueling your focus with healthy habits, and practicing mindfulness. These aren't just words, they are actionable steps that can make a real difference in your life. So, take a moment to reflect on which strategies resonate most with you. Which one can you implement right now? Maybe it's silencing those notifications or taking a quick walk to clear your head. Every little bit counts. Remember, focus is a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it becomes. Share this episode with a friend who needs a boost in their focus game and let me know in the comments what strategies have worked best for you. Until next time, stay focused and keep crushing your goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.